Thank you. I'm Vernon Joins, and at this hour we will be speaking on the subject, is the church out of date? This is a very important question because there are people who say that the church is no longer in date and we need to make some changes. That seems strange, but theologians are nearly always the ones who try to destroy religion. You would not expect that of them, but it's true. A few years ago, one claimed that God is dead. He got headlines, which seemed to be his goal, and others seek less direct means of trying to reach the same goal. One theologian declares, "The church is a dying institution," and goes on to say that the church concept is out of date in our modern society. Others pick up the cry with their own slogans. The church doesn't matter. It is Jesus Christ who saves. Now, I'm the first to admit that the world does not need the proliferation of denominations that curse today's religious world. But does that mean that the church we read about in the Bible is out of date? What does the Lord say? That's the only thing that's really important. It doesn't matter what I say or you say, but what Christ has to say. Now, first of all, the church belongs to Christ. When Peter confessed the deity of Jesus, he answered in Matthew 16:18, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." Because he is the builder of that church, it is called by his name, identified as his possession in the 16th chapter of Romans. And he said, it is the church of the firstborn in Hebrews 12:23, and a kingdom that cannot be shaken in Hebrews 12:28. When we speak of the churches begun by men, we may reasonably conclude that they become outdated. But can we conclude that the Eternal One built a church that is obsolete? From the beginning, the Lord proposed the church, Ephesians 3:10-11, to the intent that now the principalities and powers and heavenly places might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Now notice it, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. That church was not built by accident, nor simply to fill a temporary need in society. Jesus died for the church. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it. Now, the one who proposed the death of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, Revelation 13:8, also proposed the church. The death of Christ and the church of Christ, which both, according to the eternal purpose of God, may rightly conclude that denominations are out of date. But the church which belongs to Jesus Christ will never be out of date. The nature of the church of our Lord, and this is a possessive term, in fact that's the only way you'll find the church mentioned in the New Testament, is showing who it belongs to. Most people misunderstand the church, and they sometimes think of the church as denominationalism, and has conditioned religious thought to think that the church only in the denominational sense. But the church built by Jesus Christ is not a denomination. It is the body of Christ. He is the head of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence, Colossians 1:18. Again in Ephesians 1:22, the church which is his body. It is obvious to all that there is one body. Ephesians 4 clearly that makes that statement. Even as Paul writes in Romans 12:4-5, we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Now, he wasn't speaking to different religious groups because he's writing to a congregation, and the members of the Lord's church at Rome at this time. And those who are baptized into Jesus Christ, Romans 6:3, thus become a part of the one body of Christ, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13. And members of the body are not denominations, they are people who have personally given themselves to Jesus Christ to be their head. Now, the nature of the church is seen also in the figure used in Ephesians 2, 19 and 20. Ye are fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself, being the chief cornerstone. Those who are in the church are the household of God. That church is called the house of God, or the living God, and the pillar and the ground of truth, 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15. We conclude then that if it is the house of God and built upon the foundation of the prophets and the apostles and Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone, those who are in the church are the household of God. That church is called the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of truth, 1 Timothy 3 and verse 16. Let us emphasize again that denominations, that is, man-made churches, are not members of God's house or family. Now, those described by Paul in Galatians 3, 26 and 27 are in God's family. For ye are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. That describes the church, the family of God, members of which become children of God by the obedience of faith, Romans 16 and verse 26. The nature of the church is further shown in Paul's writing to the church in Corinth, 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 16. There it is called God's temple. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Now, we must realize that God told Israel that they should come before him in the temple, and that he would dwell there in Exodus 25 and verse 8, again in Deuteronomy 12 and verse 11. But when people today commit their lives to Christ through Jesus Christ, all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. Ephesians 2, verses 21 and 22. Because the church is the temple of God, it is here God meets and blesses his people. What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? The question is asked. For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 16. Now the church of the Lord is his bride. The husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. And remember, the body is the church. He said, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church. For we are members of his body. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, or be joined to his wife, and they too shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery. But now listen. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. Ephesians 5, verses 23 through 32. And in Revelation 21 and verse 9, the church is pictured as the bride, the Lamb's wife. And Paul tells us that we are espoused to one husband, Christ. 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 2. Now, really, Can that church become out of date? Can the body of Christ be outdated? Can the family of God be out of date? Is the holy temple composed by God's people out of date? And who would accuse the bride of Christ of being out of date? No, my friends, Christ is still the head of His church. Colossians 1:18, and those people who are saved are added by the Lord to His church in Acts 2 and verse 47. And He is still Lord to those who compose His body. Acts 2, verse 36, Ephesians 1, 22, 23. And that church is in the world today. You see, it's been approximately 2,000 years since the Lord built the church, but it's still here. And when Jesus promised to build His church, He said the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Matthew 16, 18. According to His promise, that church still exists. It has the same characteristics as more than 1,900 years ago, and it is the body of Christ, the family of God, the temple of God, the bride of Christ. That is His promise. When the apostles preached the gospel of Christ in Jerusalem more than 1,900 years ago, those who heard were pricked in their heart and asked what they should do. And in Acts 2 and verse 37, that God answers that question which they ask in verse 37 by saying in verse 38, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." And that's precisely what Jesus taught in His Great Commission in Matthew 28 and 19, in Mark 16, verses 15 and 16, and also in Luke 24 and verse 46 and also verse 47. Now, when the apostles preached that gospel in Jerusalem, about 3,000 heard, they believed, and they obeyed, because the Scripture says that they were baptized and they were added to the church by the Lord. You can read the entire passage in Acts 2, verses 41 through 47. These new members of Christ's body, then, they took action. In fact, it says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine or teaching, and in fellowship, jointly participating in acts of worship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. All of these are acts of worship to God, Acts 2:46. But they continued steadfastly in this. And they met on the first day of the week to eat the Lord's Supper, Acts 20 and verse 7, 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 through 28. They prayed together, Acts 2:42 and Colossians 4:2. They also sang psalm, hymn, and spiritual songs, and they made melody with their heart unto the Lord, Ephesians 5:19 and Colossians 3:16. Theirs was a simple worship, but a heartfelt spiritual worship. Now the churches of Christ, Romans 16:16, in each city had elders to oversee and watch for the souls of the members among them, Acts 14:23, 1 Peter 5 and verses 1 through 3, and incidentally, Peter said he was also an elder. In Hebrews 13:17, they watched for your souls. Now, churches of Christ, more than 1,900 years ago, had no ecclesiastical authority or organization binding upon them. The Lord took care of all of that, and neither do they today. With elders and deacons in each church that the Lord built, in Philippians 1 and verse 1, they are ministers who preach the word, and all the members seeking the glory of God, churches of Christ, now strive to be just what they were at the very beginning of the church. We need an anchor of the soul, a hope that is both sure and steadfast, and we have that, Hebrews 6 and verse 18. And Peter tells what that hope is in 1 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4, when he said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Now here is the consequence: to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Now the Church of Christ, more than 1900 years ago, did not look for an earthly home, but for the city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Hebrews 11 and verse 10. Now the building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 1. That is the one hope of Ephesians 4, verse 4, of the churches of Christ then and now. Is that church out of date? People are still sinners, because the scripture says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3 and verse 23. And Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. And Luke 19 and verse 10. Man still needs a Savior today. And when the Savior saves them, he adds them to his church, because that's what he does with the saved. And the family of God, in which they worship and serve him, is still in existence today. And as long as man needs Christ, as long as he needs God, the church can never be out of date. For it is the body of Christ, saved by him to become God's family, and churches designed by men, built by men, ruled by men, are badly out of date. In fact, they were never in date. But we beg you to investigate the Word of God, the seed of the kingdom, as Christ said in Luke 8 and verse 11, and find there the church God reveals, and then putting your faith in the words of Jesus, do his will, and become a member of his body, the church. Then you will belong to Christ. You will be a part of the body of Christ, which is the church of Christ or the living God, and the church that can never become out of date as long as the world stands.